And joining us right now from Fromm Family Pharma, I have one of the family, Peter Fromm Wade and Carla Jo Wade. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Carla, for joining us. And Peter, for how many years did you live here?
My mother and I moved myself and my two brothers here permanently in 1972. Prior to that, she would bring us here in the summers. In 1972, she moved us three boys back home, so to speak.
And so 1972, you were here until when?
1972, we didn't live on the ranch. We lived about half a mile to the west, but we came here every day. And I think Carla and I, we got married in 1985, and I think that's about the time I moved out.
So were you in the area then until the farm closed? I've told it closed in 1991. Am I right, Peter?
Well, there was an auction in 1986, and for me, that's when it really closed, when much of the merchandise and the equipment and tools and things got auctioned off. To me, that's when it got closed. When the company actually dissolved, I can't tell you that date.
You were here then till just about a year before it closed. I've talked with some of the people who worked here. Everybody kind of knew things were winding down before they actually did. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you, having lived here for obviously many, many years? Your family owned it. What was it like?
Well, it was amazing to work here and to live here. It was, for me, not having a father of my own, the men here were like my fathers and a lot of stimulus, and my grandfather put a lot of input into me. So for me, it was my upbringing, so to speak. And the women that were here, they were often like mother figures and caretakers, because my mother was so busy, of course, working on the ranch and doing things. So it was amazing.
Your father was here running things for about how long?
My father did not work here. My father was a psychiatrist. My grandfather, Edward Fromm, okay, of course, was one of the founders.
Did you spend a lot of time here before you moved here during those summers with your grandfather then?
Yeah. We spent a lot of time with Grandpa. You bet.
As you see it now, and you know, you've got varying memories, what are some of the things, Peter Fromm Wade, that are most memorable to you about your time here and growing up as well?
Most memorable are the people that were here, the employees. Of course, grandfather was and grandma were memorable, but you know, they were my grandfather and grandmother, and they were always busy working, but much of my time was with the employees.
Did you ever actually work here or just living here?
Yeah, I asked my grandfather for a job when I was 11.
And he said yes?
And he said yes. You go see Elvin Grell in the warehouse, he said. You want work? Go see Elvin. And I went over to the warehouse and Elvin said, you may sweep floors.
Starting at age 11, sweeping floors. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much you made an hour then?
I made $1.25.
And did you move up from sweeping floors?
I moved up, so to speak, to washing fox pans and scraping paint off the buildings for Leroy Scheider.
Was painting done annually or semi or biannually or semi? No, it'd be biannually. How often did the buildings get scraped and repainted?
Oh, these buildings on this ranch and the other properties were being painted any time it was not snowing.
So scraping was an ongoing job
all the time.
Yeah. And from scraping and cleaning pans and whatever, what was next?
Oh, next was probably 12, 13. Herman Canise, my grandfather put me with Herman Canise in the fox yards fixing fox huts. two or three summers with Herman. Then once I got muscular enough, that wasn't such a hot job, applying flea powder for some thousand fox huts in the spring.
With a ginseng seed too?
In the summers, a young youth, because I was tall, my brother and my cousin, we were all tall, we would plant seed with Leroy Scheider and some of the other men. One of the jobs my grandfather assigned to us grandkids was turning the ginseng seed in the ginseng seed beds behind the office and applying moisture at a very precise amount. My grandfather was hugely particular, and you had to do it the right way and his way, and that was the only way. So he instilled to us, a steely application of methods. There was one way or the highway.
As you learned that precision, yeah, and learned what it was like to perhaps deviate, yeah, from the way, yeah, and avoid the highway, yeah, if you will, was it a time that, as I've heard some of the employees talk about it very wistfully, where everybody was like extended family?
We were like family here, and many of us were related in the first place. I was related to many people here, and the people here were hugely related to each other. So it was like family. Cousins, brothers, sisters, mothers, sons, daughters. And if you weren't related, it was like a family. Yeah.
And with all those years from 1972 to 1985 when you got married and the things that you did, did you see a lot of changes in the business, whether it was the foxes, the minks, or even the ginseng during that period of time?
We saw changes in the market, in the fox and ginseng market. We didn't see a lot of changes in the processing of business here. That stayed largely the same, but we did see changes in the marketing of our products. And then there were changes. There were some diversifications that my aunt started. So we did see changes here on the ranch with diversification.
When you began to get toward those later years and you began to see how the marketing changed, also, mm-hmm, the uses or attitudes toward furries and things like that, did you have a sense even before your getting married, I think you said 1985, that things were going to wrap up? And how did that make you feel, if I may ask?
Well, I didn't realize that I thought that I would work on this ranch the rest of my life. I thought that this would be something that I would do. This was going to be my career. It wasn't until 1985 when my foreman said that, Peter, he said, and I can remember, he said, his name was Dallas, and he said, Peter, things are going to change here. You're going to need to find a different job. And it was at that point that I was shocked. And I thought, this is all I know, you know. And I thought, what am I going to do? And at that time, I had a house. Carl and I were married, and we had a payment. And I thought, well, I can't go back to college because I need to make the payment. And I still need an education. Grandpa had taught me that. And I thought, well, I'd heard something about an apprenticeship. I heard about the trades. And I thought, what trade would I like to do? And I thought, I'd like to be an electrician, but I thought more so I'm really good with water and I I'm used to waste because this ranch has got head over heels tons of waste and there's always a lot of dirt. I thought I ought to be a plumber. So I sought a plumbing apprenticeship, and I did get awarded an apprenticeship eventually with Weaver and Sons Plumbing Contractors in Merrill, Wisconsin.
And did you continue then for the rest of your work life as a plumber?
I was in the plumbing trade from 86. In 1990, I got indentured. 1994, I became a journeyman plumber. 1998, I became a master plumber. Before I became a master plumber, I became a soils tester, a DNR pump installer. After I got my soils tester's license and master plumber's license, I became a pouts inspector because I thought that that would be my end game career. Instead of installing the plumbing, I would inspect and be a regulator. Then I also became a pouts maintainer, which we call septic systems pouts now, private on-site wastewater treatment systems. Then I became a cross-connection control tester, and it wasn't until 2008 an opening had opened up at the county. I applied for that and did not get awarded the job. It again opened up in 2016, and I applied and was awarded the job. So that's what I do now. I regulate.
Do you miss the days of this? I can just see your face right now. You could have done what you were doing for the rest of your life, couldn't you?
I could have done what I was doing as a plumber the rest of my life, but plumbers don't typically endure that long of a tenure.
But when you were back here, if you had been thinking in 1985, could you have run this and walked in your grandfather's footsteps, if I could put it that way?
That would have been my passion. I loved foxes, I loved fur, I loved ginseng. I particularly loved the animal, the fox.
As you look back at this now, as you see that they're trying to rebuild and turn this into a historical site, what are your thoughts, Peter Fromwade?
My thoughts are of very personal appreciation for providing for the upkeep of this property. Seeing the people come back here and enjoying themselves is gratifying. It's a real delight. I think this property has been such a part of this community in Wisconsin and Marathon County for so long, and it's a symbol of how man, when man goes through struggles but doesn't give up, how you can achieve and make something of your life.
Peter Fromwade and Carla Jo Wade, thank you so much.
You're welcome.